Hey, this is Winston Zeddemore, CEO of Zeddemore Industries and member of the original Ghostbuster team. You're listening to Why We Bust, brought to you by the Windy City Ghostbusters and Memoriam Development. We're talking about members in the community and giving back. So suit up, shut your traps, dial in your PKE, and keep busting, because it still feels good. And before you ask, no, I did not catch the number of that ghost train. Sorry, I missed it.
Hello, everyone. The Windy City Ghostbusters are excited to present a special edition of the preeminent show focused on the charitable side of ghostbusting. And, I am one of your hosts, Patrick Calvert. I'm joined by my co-host,
Matt Goldenboat.
I'll tell you, Matt, I have a thing about whenever I'm live and have to pronounce your last name, I have a sudden, my brain just wants to seize up on me. So I'm tossing it to you because I'm going to pull, who was it that messed up Idina Menzel's name? Was it, or like I just messed it up, the John Travolta at the Oscars?
Yes. Yeah, you know what? Try wandering through life with a last name like this. it's A-okay. But you know who has a great name is the person that we had a chance to chat with the other day. It was a little bit surreal, wasn't it, Patrick?
Yes, for our little show that could, we've been slowly growing and carving out a little space in this community, and it was so exciting when we had the opportunity to sit down and talk to Eric Reich over there at Ghost Corps, head of Ghost Corps, and I can't believe that we were able to do it, and we're going to bring that to you here a day early than we normally are able to post here. It's a special Ghostbusters Day edition of Why We Bust, and Matt, tell us a little bit. We're gonna throw to it in just a second, but not only do we have Eric, but we were able to actually be in the same room together, you and I, while we did this interview.
We were able to get our busy schedules all figured out, and we actually recorded at the Ghost Trap at Sony Wonderverse. So to be able to be in that atmosphere while talking with Eric for something for Ghostbusters Day, it was very special for me. I know it was for you too, Patrick. So yes. I'm very excited to share this with everybody, and you get to hear what he had to say and his special announcement.
Yeah, he has that right? Very special announcement that everyone that is part of or interested in the charitable side of ghostbusting, which is exactly what we do, is going to want to listen to what Eric has to say. And I do want to make sure that we give everybody a warning. There were a few issues on our end in the bowels of Wonderverse, in the speakeasy, the secret speakeasy inside Wonderverse, and our Wi-Fi was not as strong as it could have been. So you're going to see our faces, probably for the better, are going to be a little more grainy than usual, and there may be a couple edits here or there where we had to kind of restart a thing or two with some internet dropouts. But Eric was very patient and such an easy person to have a conversation with, and I'm excited for everyone to see it. And so is Matt.
Go. Let's roll. Let's roll that beautiful footage.
Eric Reich, thank you so much for hopping on with us here on the Why We Bust show, Why We Bust podcast. And this is such a gift for us. We can't thank you enough for the generosity of your time to talk with us. And I know you have some exciting things you want to share as far as the charitable side of ghostbusting. But real quick, before we get into that, Ghost Corps is turning 10 years old already. And, I was just telling Matt, it feels like, just yesterday, all the press releases came out, and it was so cool to see, Sony investing in Ghostbusters again. And as fast as it was for us, how does it feel on your side to 10 years here with Ghost Corps?
It feels incredible. It's gone by so fast. One of the first things Ivan had me do when we were talking about this whole new Ghost Corps company was like, we got to get some offices at Sony and let's figure out where we're going to be. And let's, you know, so we, I immediately came over to the Sony Pictures studio lot, and we looked at some office spaces, and it just so happened that, you know, the building that we're in sort of looks like New York on the outside. So we're like, we want that space. And it was a whole, you know, 6 month process, because we cleared out the building and we painted the exterior to look like the firehouse and created the new offices indoors. So it was amazing.
So that whole exterior wasn't, because it looks like you customized it for it. So that pretty much, other than the paint job, was already there before you?
It was pretty much already there, minus the fact that the brick was painted. So we had them sandblast the brick so that it stripped the paint off and revealed that, you know, red firehouse brick that was original to this building. But yeah, all the bricks in the office have been here since probably the early MGM studio days.
What's it like to walk into Ghost Core every day? I mean, that's your job. Like, I mean, for you and for me, that would be my dream job to, like, keep walking in like, hey, I got a day ahead of me that's full of Ghostbusters.
Well, walking past the Ectos on your
I mean, yeah, like, does that ever really hit you? Like, man, like, this is what I do for a living.
I mean, not every day, but there are definitely moments where it does, especially in the beginning. But, you know, there's a tour group that comes by several times a day. So when the windows open and we can hear them talking about Ghostbusters and people oohing and aahing, it's a pretty incredible feeling. And my office used to look directly out the front door, so I could see when people were coming in and see their reactions. I moved offices within the building, but I'm so grateful, honestly. Every day I'm happy to be doing this, so it's very exciting.
Awesome. And in 10 years, so, you know, where did you think you would be 10 years ago? Are you on kind of pace where you wanted things to go, or how do you feel things have progressed in this span?
I mean, it is pretty incredible to look back and see that in the last 10 years, you know, we've made 3 feature films. who would have thought? And, you know, we have amazing partnerships with Hasbro and Funko and Lego and huge companies that are still making product to this day. So I feel good, but obviously there's still more that we want to do, and more exciting things to come in the Ghostbusters universe.
That's always great to hear that you guys are always thinking up new stuff. And, you know, just as fans and stuff, like, I'm a collector, so everything you just spoke to, you know, it hits me. I love hearing that you guys are always innovating and working with these companies and keeping the IP really going for people that do, like I said, collect, or, you know, even just small collections of stuff. Just to have a piece of Ghostbusters with them is, you know, sometimes just so meaningful to people. So I appreciate all your guys' efforts towards, you know, keeping all that stuff alive, because, you know, as a kid who played with the Kenner stuff, like, seeing some of that stuff coming back around, like, it's so nostalgic. Yeah. And, you know, it hits you right in the feels.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing we've tried to do also, is just sort of give fans a variety of offerings. You know, I feel like in the past, a lot of it was the same stuff coming, and we're trying to expand that and work with different people. So, yeah, it's fun times here.
Yeah, my wife, I've been capped at how many Ghostbusters coffee mugs I was able to, because there just wasn't all that much. You know, there's a 25-year drought in really solid Ghostbusters merchandise outside of keychains, occasional T-shirt, and coffee mugs and stuff. So I think we're all in this this mode when we see stuff that,
you know, yeah, I'm guilty of it.
We have to buy it.
Yeah,
and buy 4 of them.
4.
Well.
Yeah. and I think a question that is burning in a lot of people's minds is, you see us going out and doing what we do, and you've been around Ghostbusters for a long time. Has it ever inspired you to throw on a flight suit and maybe, you know, join up with Ellie or some, like, just show up one day full gear and be like, hey, I'm here. I want to be a Ghostbuster for a day. Like, has that ever crossed your mind?
It's definitely crossed my mind, I guess. I'm so used to being behind the scenes and not out front, and I don't want to ever take away from that experience for anyone, I guess. But no, it's definitely crossed my mind, and it's inspired Jason. Honestly, he's put on his flight suit. Gil Kenan has put on a flight suit and gone to Comic-Con. I think it's probably my turn at some point to do it. So I just haven't had the guts to do it yet, I guess.
Open invitation to come out to Chicago at some point.
Exactly. Yes.
And we'll give you a loaner.
My excuse is I always
actually,
like,
you know what,
the Ghostbusters merch, you know, so I dress up, but I dress up in my own corporate sort of way.
That works.
I like it. I like it.
Well, you know, I think, you know, we beat around the bush a little bit because I know that there's something really exciting you do want to talk about, and it and kind of leading up here to Ghostbusters Day 2025. You know, I'll just hand it over to you, but it sounds like there's some really exciting things in the works that are going to help inspire.
Really exciting is an understatement.
Yeah, but really are going to inspire some great things to be going on in the community.
Yeah, I mean, along the lines of everything we've been talking about, one of my personal goals since I've started and understanding that you guys do so much work in your community is like, how do we bring that together, make a bigger statement? And it's something we've been thinking about at Ghost Core for the last couple of years. And when this airs, Jason will have just announced this at Ghostbusters Day in New York. But we are launching a brand new initiative called Ghostbusters Give Back. And starting this Ghostbusters Day 2025 and through next year's Ghostbusters Day 2026, we want to recognize and support the work that you guys are already doing and incentivize groups and people that want to throw on a flight suit to raise more money throughout the year. And so the way that we're going to do that is we've created a website now on ghostbusters.com, or you can go to ghostbustersgiveback.com. And at that site, you can register your group with the charity or charities that you want to support throughout the year. And once that's approved by Sony's corporate responsibility team, we'll reach back out to you guys. And as you raise money throughout the year, you can submit that money, those funds that you've raised to the website. And we're going to keep track of all the groups and how much money they've raised throughout the year. And the best part about this is that there's going to be little incentives along the way. So as your group raises a certain amount of money, you will get a patch to designate that your group has reached a certain level of funds raised. And so we've created this really cool new patch that everyone will get once they've raised $1,000 to put on your uniform. And as you raise more money,
Ghostbusters fans and patches go hand in hand.
Yeah. And as
yes,
you raise
we
more
love our
money,
patches.
So. Yeah, exactly. As you raise more money throughout the year, you'll add on to that patch with certain levels of funds raised. So we're really excited about that. And on top of that, the biggest news of this initiative is that Sony's going to match up to $150,000 of what groups raise for their local charities. And they're going to give that money directly to Starlight Children's Foundation. To create more Ghostbusters fan gowns, hospital gowns, excuse me, for children in need at the hospital. So we're really excited.
I've got goosebumps, man.
What's
that's,
that?
That's awesome. I've got goosebumps after you said that. Like, that's awesome. Like, what a great incentive for us to go do what we do and all the other teams do what they do to really, you know, let's go give our all because – boots on the ground, we're all giving back now, you know,
exactly.
That's amazing.
And every dollar you raise for your local charity is then going to have a bigger impact for Starlight across the country and for kids in hospitals. So we're really, really excited
that's
that we
so
can
exciting.
Do this. And there may be a little prize for the top earning team of the year. We're working on a commemorative trophy to send out to the highest raising team for the end of the year. So it's a fun little friendly competition amongst the groups as well.
That's fantastic. And I mean, I think we both got goosebumps there when
I
you
did.
Announced that, that price matching is that you talked about too, because that it's so incredible to hear that there's going to be, you know, such a generous support from your side on this and a partnership to get us out there and inspire us to do more. And what's been going on with the Starlight Foundation is so much
it was so fun to watch. It's so incredible. And because our main charity is the La Rabida Children's Hospital here in Chicago, and so we get to see firsthand within our group just kind of what those kind of changes and gifts and impacts, you know, make on the kids. So it's what we love what Starlight's been doing, and think that's a great partnership that you guys have been building over there.
Yeah, we are super excited. Yeah,
definitely commendable.
Thank you. Yeah, I think obviously this all started from you guys, and not you specifically, but yes, your group and other groups around the country and around the world.
I'll take the credit.
Yeah. Inspiring this program. I think what we're really excited about is the fact that, you know, all you guys raise so much money every year, but it's hard to sort of really see the impact that the brand has total across the world and across the country. So, you know, groups raise X amount of dollars here and there, but I'm really excited at the end of the year and at Ghostbusters Day next year to see the total amount raised by, you know, all the groups across the country. So it's very, really exciting for us.
Absolutely. And you know, and could you repeat one more time the sites that folks can go to get more of the details on there?
Yeah, the easiest way is just to go to ghostbusters.com. It's going to be at the top of the page. It's Ghostbusters Give Back. You can click there to register and learn more about how the program works. And, you know, it's our first year doing this, so hopefully there will be no bugs. It's going to take a minute for all the group charities to get approved and to get vetted. So there's information on the registration page that you'll have to provide for the charities you're supporting. But once it's up and running in a few weeks after that and people start submitting, you know, the funds that they're earning throughout the year, we're going to be updating the website weekly so that people can see the impact that we're having.
That's amazing. Eric, you know, thanks to you and to all of Ghost Corps and everybody that's involved in this. Cause you know, I know from me, when I throw on that flight suit and I'm out there raising money for kids, like it's one of the best things that I think I've ever done to help my morale and know that I'm giving back. And I know that you guys probably feel the same. So here's a question I got for you.
Yeah.
When Ivan started all this back years ago, do you think he ever could have imagined what we've now all as a community built today to give back? Like, do you think that was ever something he would have thought?
I mean,
this is amazing.
I'll say that he was always really impressed and always bragged, you know, to anyone that came into the office about how great the fan groups were around the country and the fact that they do so much good in their community. So I think he is definitely happy and excited that we're doing this and bringing everyone together in a bigger way. And the fact that Sony is supporting this and stepping up with such a generous match, I'm sure would touch his heart for sure.
That means that's awesome, and that means a lot for us. And I can't thank you enough, Eric, for again taking the time to come and share this news with us. And we are so excited to see what's going to come of this. And maybe next year we can touch base with you as far as, you know, how did it go? We can look back on the first year and
I like that idea.
Recap it. So I'm gonna put that seed in your brain now and try and steal you for a second interview and sometime
next year. Yeah, I love that. Honestly, yeah, we want to just keep growing this program. So hopefully we can get more partners and get more matching donations as this continues, and just really show off the power of Ghostbusters and the power of fandom and bringing us all together. So thank you again for having me today.
Absolutely. Oh, no worries. Well, anything more on your end, Matt?
I'm just glad you came on, Eric. I know you got a busy schedule. It's hard to carve out time, but you know, I really do appreciate, and you know, for us to be able to do it from the Ghost Track.
Yeah, we can't forget that we're right here at Sony's Wonderverse in Oak Brook in the Ghost Trap Speakeasy.
It's just, you know, this is one of those childhood things where I'd look back and be like, did you really do that? Yeah, I really did. So, but yeah, Eric, thank you for coming on with us. We really appreciate it, and we wish you the best of luck. So
we'll follow up with you. And the door is always open here. So if you ever have anything new you'd like to talk about or share with the charitable side of Ghostbusters, we're here for you.
I really appreciate what you guys are doing, and thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Eric Reich from Ghost Core, everybody. Hey guys. And we'll be back in a moment to wrap this up.
Wow. I mean, what an experience. Like we said earlier, like just being able to be on camera and, you know, talking to Eric, his announcement should mean the world to every single franchise member to really, you know, boots on the ground, start pushing, because we are going to be given back, you know, tenfold now. And to have Sony's backing on this, guys, this is huge. Yeah. Huge. So if you're watching this, take it to heart, because this is going big places, everybody. So right.
And just
I'm excited. Patrick, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I'm excited too. And it's one thing, none of us are in this for any sort of recognition, or at least most of us aren't in this for recognition. We're all in this because we want to do a little bit of good and have fun dressing up doing it. But just knowing that the folks at Ghost Core, Eric and his team, are paying attention and are giving enough of a darn about what we do, that this was not easy. This is not an easy thing. There's a lot of legal strings to this. There's a lot of coordinating. You're having to double check numbers. You're having to organize. This is a headache to put together, I guarantee. But they view this as something that's so important to just the brand itself. And we're all getting to kind of, you know, take part in this first effort to recognize some people. So, you know, I don't want to go on too long, Matt. We appreciate everybody that kind of joined us a day early, but we do have something lined up tomorrow, Matt, if you want to kind of let people know what tomorrow, Monday, June 9th show is going to be.
Yeah, so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing a little bit of a roundtable, and we're going to have some predominant members from some other franchises across the United States. We're going to sit down. We're going to talk about what some of their thoughts are, what some of their ideas are, and you know, kind of just how we envision moving forward with what's been handed to us, this gracious gift that's literally been handed to us. So definitely stay tuned for that. Patrick, you got any more details on that you want to expand on?
Nothing that we need to get too much into, but if you are a franchise that is looking for some ideas, you're looking to maybe get off on a strong footing, or wondering if there are some ways that you can improve how to, you know, how to increase your fundraising abilities at events. The group that we're going to have are, you know, all folks that have gone through the process of becoming 501c3 charity groups. They've been doing this for years. We're going to talk a little bit about it, but also just to let everyone know, to piggyback off of this, the Why We Bus podcast is going to start dedicating specific episodes for the summer, and, you know, until we run out of things to talk about, maybe. But you know, every other week or so, every other episode, we are going to focus on ways that we can all improve how we're raising money out there, ideas and steps to become a better I'm blanking on the phrase, but just ways to be better as far as hitting some numbers that
more cohesive.
There you go.
Yeah,
it's been a long week here, so I appreciate everyone dealing with the fact that my brain doesn't want to shoot out words at this point. So, man, before I keep drowning, I'll let you you take us home. But we're going to be Why We Bust is going all to be good. The home for learning to kind of help your group become more competitive in this entire process that Ghost Core is putting out.
Yep, and Why We Bust wants to be better for you. We want to be better Ghostbusters. So, like Patrick said, we're gonna go to kind of a bi-weekly format. Some of that's gonna be focused on the 501c3 stuff, but we're still gonna keep interviewing all you, because we want to know why you bust. So, for a special Ghostbusters Day edition of Why We Bust, we thank you for tuning in. We want you to like, subscribe, follow us everywhere you can, And make sure that you share this. If somebody hasn't heard this announcement, you can hear it straight from the horse's mouth right here on our podcast.
And so, also, I'll throw this out really quick before we go. Anyone that's watching this on Ghostbusters Day, go to the Why We Bust page on Facebook. If you have questions that you want answered by the roundtable, please drop a question there. We will make sure that we address it. And if it doesn't get on the show, we'll make sure that we address it in the in the comment itself. But that's a way that you're going to be able to interact with us there. So be sure to leave any questions that you may have, and we'll have some of the best minds in the business to answer them.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you for mentioning that, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people that are going to have some very good questions. So,
yep.
For Why We
That's
Bust,
it from me.
I'm Matt Goldenboat.
I'm Patrick Calvert.
And he's Patrick. All right, everybody. Catch us tomorrow. We love you all. Happy Ghostbusters Day. Keep on busting and be safe.
Keep on busting.